If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's Monday. Jane checked in. Jane, she's saying this is her kind of day. She likes it gray and rainy. And
I do too.
Yeah. Not me. I want it to be sunny and 70. 72.
Amen.
Yeah. I like that. I can't wait for summer. We were talking about it last night. I'm like, oh, summer.
Right. Who's we?
You and John.
Oh.
Don't worry. It'll be summer soon. Mm. It's just a lot. Like, there was so much rain this weekend. And just so much wind too. Like, it was really so stormy. Oh my goodness. Enough of this. I'm trapped in the house.
You got to be kidding me, man. You're from Boston. What the hell?
Yeah. Well, from there, but I go back there. I'm like, damn, it's so cold. I'm freezing to death. What is happening?
Oh. Yeah, I've gotten so soft.
Oh my God.
After living here for 22 years.
Yeah. I'm from California and I'm not as soft as you two clowns. Sheesh.
Well, you're used to this. You're used to this temperature range. It's crazy. My parents, who also, you know, are from the Northeast, they moved down to Florida. And now my mom is like, oh, it's only 75 out. I got to turn the heat on.
Oh, my gosh, you know, Ellie.
On. Yeah. Like my sister goes, I go over there. She goes, I go over there. It's like walking into an oven.
Like Jerry Seinfeld's parents.
Just, well, the old people get cold.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know what that is. Man, they get dehydrated. You know, make your old people drink water. I don't remember to. Money, we have it, and we'd like to give it to you. This is the final week for this, and it's really easy, and we do a lot of contests this way, so it's worth it. Go get that Odyssey app. It's free. Get it at the App Store or Google Play, wherever you get your apps. Download the thing and sign up. Just get yourself a little account, and remember that if you are listening for an hour a day, you're generally getting an entry into one of our super cool like flyaways, or right now we're doing $5,000 a day. But you've got to check your email that you sign up with. So I know you don't want to, and you don't want to be giving away your email address to everybody. I hate it. You hate it. Everybody hates it. But if you are winning contests using an email address that you literally never check, you will never know that you've won $5,000 a day. So we want you to get your money, I guess is what I'm saying. Alice and Odyssey have your chance to win $5,000 a day. And this is the final week of this. All you need is that free Odyssey app. Log in, listen for at least an hour. You get a daily entry and you're in the running for $5,000. You don't have to do anything extra. Just listen to us on there for an hour.
$5,000 bucks. Come on.
I mean, $5,000.
Come on.
That's a sweet check.
It is.
Every single day, somebody wins that. Incredible. Okay. So the winner of last night's Grammy red carpet parade is, well, I mean, I'm not sure if Kanye West wins or if Bianca Censori wins. I mean, or is it us? Or do we win, Vin? The dress. I mean, is that a dress? Honestly, I think it looks sort of fishnetty. It's hard to tell, but on Instagram, Bianca Censori is wearing, I mean, I can't believe how short that skirt is. Like, that skirt is so short. Boy, if she bent over, you'd be able to see everything. What's going on with that skirt? She's wearing a 100% see-through dress. If you glance at it really quickly, you go, wow, that lady's boobs are mashed into a weird position. And then you go, oh, she's got like a weird belt around her upper thighs. No, that's the bottom of the dress. Basically, Kanye, who, by the way, we're looking at him, he's up against a black wall. Like, you can't even see him. He looks like a floating head and a floating arm. Like, he's just, it's like he's not even there. And then he's, but who's even noticed? Why would I even look at him when there is a 100% naked lady right next to him? Like, Bianca Censori.
Is it okay to feel sorry for her?
It is okay. And also, I feel like we shouldn't just feel sorry for her. I really feel like there's a lot we don't know about this relationship.
I mean, she doesn't look happy. What if she likes being naked? Like, this is her thing. Like, she's...
You're right. I mean, she obviously does because she's not...
She's hot.
It's one of the... She's
unbelievable.
Smoking hot body. There's no question. Yeah. And she might very well be someone who is naked all the time and thinks nothing. But I also think there are people who must be looking at her like, you should be ashamed of yourself. What are you doing? Like, you're not a singer. You're not an actress. You're not anything but this guy's, like,
dress-up doll. And he's barely putting clothes on her. I mean, I thought those triangle things that he makes her wear sometimes were bad. And what was it, like, maybe a week ago, he just put her in, like, he just wrapped some string kind of down over her shoulders and down to her crotch. I was like, so that qualifies as clothes now?
So I saw the picture. And I do know that people do this.
Don't go backwards. So I could be,
I may be barking up the wrong tree. Look at her butt. It's perfect. She's got a beautiful body.
Yeah.
But did they, did they even go into the show?
No, they did not.
Okay. That's what I was going to say is it to me, this is another one of those moments where he knows where the cameras will be, puts his naked wife in front of everyone, and then they go home or whatever.
Is this like a, you know, like an attention by proxy thing? Because honestly, he's like the sour looking dude with titanium teeth and, you know, big black platform shoes and, you know, walking a naked lady down the, like, I don't really get what he's going for. What is he promoting? What is he doing?
I have pretty vanilla likes. I like naked ladies. Mm-hmm. I'm really into that. Yep. And I, you know, pretty normal sex in general. Is it possible this is his thing? Like, he's some kind of a voyeur, like,
sure, anything's possible.
I don't know, but I get the feeling he gets off on this, and so she's willing to do it for him. But I don't believe that she's doing that because she likes to be naked. People who like to be naked don't necessarily need to do it in a place where everyone's dressed. Mm-hmm. They can go to their, I don't know. In this case, he's a rich dude still. He's probably got a beautiful house and a big backyard. They could also go on all kind of nudie resort trips. She's on the red carpet at the Grammys.
Naked. Yeah, it's, I guess because I run it through my sensibility filter where I'm like, I don't care if you gave me a year, you know, if I was 25 and like worked out constantly, like, there's just no scenario where I'm like, yes, I'll put on nothing and walk naked in front of, I guess I just am out of touch with what the kids are doing.
The
these
other
days.
Thing that's possible, and we talked about this last week, because I told you about that show, Flip Off. It's a chores show where people do chores.
Yeah, I love shows like that.
Yeah, I know you do.
But I hate the people who are on this show because they used to be on the show called Flip or Flop. Mm-hmm. It was Christina and Tarek. Right. I don't know their last names. But they had a successful show and mm-hmm. I watched a few episodes of that. I never really enjoyed them at all. But then they broke up and now they've tried to put together different iterations of shows together and apart.
Even my wife, not having heard my rap on it because I just saw it randomly and I never watched that show, but even she...
The Flip Off is the name of the new show.
She's like, can you freaking believe that this, like, and showed the picture of the two, the ex-wife and the new wife, and they're standing next to each other. They are dressed the same. They have the same haircuts. They look like sisters. And this dude is, I guess, using a woman as an accessory.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. And I'm guessing that that's the same case with this Bianca, in that she looks just like Kim. She does look and is built like Kim. Yeah. And so maybe she came into this picture at a time when he hadn't quite gone off the rails yet. And then he's doing it right before her. But it's, you know, when we say it all the time, you should, you know, see a red flag, leave. Not everybody does, though.
Yeah.
And she may have already been too far. Like, I don't know.
So this is last night, but this is not the only thing that he's in the news for. He just, they say here in the story, looks like it went off his meds again. Hilarious. Tweeting about President, Vice President Kamala Harris, former vice president. He said, I used to want to F Kamala until she lost. I don't F losers anymore. Then he took that tweet down. And he said, the Democrats made me take the loser post down. Nah, I'm kidding. They don't control black people no more. Trump for life. And then he said, Kamala seems like a very nice human. I just want to say sorry to her kids. And then
a lot of people let him have it. Okay, well, good.
In another tweet, he said, Taylor Swift's the only person I'm following now on Instagram, which was true for like a minute. But now, apparently, the only person he's following is Bianca Censori. I'd follow her, too. She's naked everywhere. However, she hasn't actually ever posted anything, but she does have an account, I guess. So there's that. There are reports that Kanye and Bianca were escorted off the premises by cops. That is not true. They just walked the red carpet and then turned and went to their limo and left.
I think he's got, like, a voyeur. It's got to be.
So, right. Because, like, I get to take this home and bang it.
Well, also, remember the on the boat in front of the sea captain, the thing that she did?
The water taxi.
Whatever it was.
In Italy, with surrounded by other people.
That there's something to that, I believe.
Just, it's, you know, just wanting to do it in public.
Now, I don't know. Let me ask you
this. Display of sex.
If after, you know, another year or two, she says... I'm divorcing him and I wasn't in my right mind. Like, do you feel sorry for her or is it?
Yeah.
Kid, you were there forever.
I feel like.
You got to hear her story maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. She does seem to, she went and saw her. I followed that whole thing where she went, I think she's Australian. She went, or New Zealand. I don't know. She went home though. She was allowed to leave. And she went home and there were pictures of her having fun. And I guess it, you know, made the family feel like, okay, this is all her own free will. But it does feel, I always feel like when something feels wrong, it's wrong. There's something wrong. But it is their thing.
Someone else says, yeah, Kanye's a voyeur. He said he loved watching Kim's tape, even though he's not in it.
Mm.
He's not the guy. He's not the stunt wiener in that video.
No, he's not. That's Ray J.
Right.
Yeah. Who has a hit song? I hit it, 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 I hit it first.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
Just like he's here.
Yeah, that's my Ray J impersonation. Okay, so let's head on over to the Grammys because Kanye was there and then he left immediately.
Well, he got all the run he needed and didn't even have to go to the show.
He didn't.
Wasn't up for anything either.
No, he wasn't. Grammys honored firefighters. They raised more than $7 million just that night for the victims. They were as much about the fires as they were about the music. And the show even ended with local firefighters being brought on stage to be cheered by the crowd. And they got to announce Album of the Year.
Oh, they did?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
I know.
I was long gone by then. But
yeah, end of the show. Yeah.
I watched a lot of it, but did not see that part.
You sounds like you really did watch quite a bit. I was in and out and also was looking at my watch and getting my
together. I like the Grammys a lot.
I
watched it with the missus and my kids. Yes.
Oh, good.
And then there was a point where I excused myself. I didn't see this part. Someone said, did Vin cry when they talked about donating stuffies to kids devastated by the wildfires?
Aww.
I bet he did. I didn't see that part. I'm sure I would have. You know who gave me a little.
Oh no.
I didn't let it fully let go, but it was Dochi. Did you see her win?
I didn't, but I was reading about Doechii.
Doechii ended up winning. So she's a new rap artist, female rap artist.
Her name is spelled crazy.
Yeah, it's
Doechii, Doechii.
They pronounced it Doechii.
But best rap album for alligators. Alligator bites never heal.
So a complete surprise, I guess, to everyone involved, because all the other were big names. And then here's the newcomer who gets the album of the year and goes right up there and talks about how you can do this to other black women, young ladies out there. You're not loud. You're not dramatic. Like, she just went on, and it was great. And I definitely felt it. Like, that's bitching. Good for you.
That's great.
And that's what people do need to hear. And not everybody, but some people who might be on the fence about whether they should try. It's okay to fail. It's worse to not try.
Right. I agree. That's nice. I love when what's better than like somebody inspiring you, you know? I think that's lovely.
I know.
I think it's really,
it was
really
beautiful.
Great.
It was a beautiful moment. I definitely was like, oh boy.
Doechii's making me cry.
I gotta go to the bathroom. I gotta walk this one off.
So at the end of the night, the album of the year was announced by local firefighters, and the winner of album of the year, it was the album that the Country Music Awards went, no, we don't even know that came out. It was Beyonce's Cowboy Carter, album of the year. If you can believe it.
She won something earlier too.
She did. She won some stuff.
Okay. Cause I saw her win for that, and she went, maybe it was.
The one she was talking about genres.
The best country. She won the best country album.
She did. Someone was saying, having won Best Country Album and winning Album of the Year. Of course she won Best Country Album because there was the Album of the Year. So how could anybody else have won in that category too?
Well, I don't know. I mean, weird things happen. I mean,
this is her first win in Album of the Year, which is actually kind of surprising. Because she's been nominated 4 times previously. And either way, she's the most, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but she's the most nominated artist in Grammy history and the most winningest artist in the Grammy history. Cowboy Carter also won Best Country Album of the Year. Do you have a little, it says here you have a little snippet of Trevor Noah, the host for the evening, talking about Beyonce?
Yeah, here in my place.
Beyonce announced her new tour. Yes. Everyone saw that. I will say though, Beyonce, there's tariffs. We can't afford a new tour. Right? Maple syrup is about to be $50. Speaking of history, the Beatles are nominated tonight for Record of the Year. Yes, the legendary band from Liverpool used AI to put out a new song after 53 years, which is a much better use of AI than that thing you did with the spaghetti, Will Smith. That was weird. So, good luck to the Beatles. I think if they win this could open up a few doors for them. It's gonna be great. And who knows, through the power of AI, one day we could even get another Rihanna album. You never know. Praise be NVIDIA. You never know.
Praise be NVIDIA.
That was
another thing he just brought up. Will Smith was there, and I had the volume off by then, and I was in my room doing some reading and getting ready for bed. But I look up, and there he is, and I went, oh, my goodness. And then he was on.
He narrated it.
Forever.
Yes, it was the tribute to Quincy Jones, which had a bunch of people performing. So it was long. So he narrated this tribute to the late Quincy Jones. It included performances by Cynthia Erivo, who is Elphaba in the Wicked movie. Apparently, Herbie Hancock, Lainey Wilson, Stevie Wonder. And it was capped off by Janelle Monáe.
I saw that one and couldn't take my eyes off it.
Janelle Monáe she's also a really good actress. I've seen her I think she's in Hidden Figures, and she's in one of those Daniel Craig movies, the Glass Onion, Knives Out. Knives Out. I think she's in.
She's also one of the best looking women in the world.
And she's an incredible dancer. Like, I mean, I'm not like a super fan. I don't know a bunch of her songs or anything, either. But every time I see her performing, I'm like, oh my God. It's like if Michael Jackson.
I think she did the Prince tribute.
I think she did some years back.
So she's done Prince and now she did this
one. But she's got moves too.
At first, I didn't know who it was.
So she did Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. This is part of the Quincy Jones tribute narrated by Will Smith. Let's go ahead and crank that up. I want to hear a little of this.
Her dancing.
The dancing's incredible. I mean, she's just, you know, let's post up some of these videos on the ceremony Facebook page. She's adorable. She just really has a Michael Jackson outfit on, but she's womanly.
This is a hard song to sing, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is all way up here.
It's so high, and she definitely misses a couple spots, but
well,
still,
she's live, you know?
Really good.
And, oh, nice moonwalking. She's so relaxed, too. I really like that. Anyway, we're talking about Janelle Monáe, who was that capped off the whole Quincy Jones thing. So there's that. In addition to honoring first responders, the show raised about $7 million just from viewers watching at home. That's not to say what else will be, you know, donated from the Grammys and the show itself. And there were a bunch of musical tributes to the city as well. The show kicked off with a band called Dawes leading an all-star band in a performance of Randy Newman's I Love L.A.
Didn't see that.
So here's a little bit of that.
I love LA. We love it.
We love it.
I love LA.
That's a way. I actually feel like I know this song. I know I like Randy Newman.
You know this song because it was on MTV, like on repeat forever.
Oh.
That they had a video where he's driving. You don't remember that?
I mean, I definitely remember the song, Vin, so probably.
It was before he became the house artist at Disney or Pixar or whatever it was. It was when he was still doing his own stuff.
Did he start with Shore People? Was he the Shore People guy?
He was, yes.
Yeah, that was a good one. You probably love that song. So,
well, I laugh at the Shore People. I mean, duh.
Yeah. Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars teamed up, who, by the way, have the number one song in the country right now, so that was lucky.
They killed it, and he dresses like Woody. Speaking of Pixar, like I just watched it and went, what is he doing?
Well, he just likes to get dressed up. He is definitely a costume guy. There's no question.
He sure is.
So they did a version of California Dreamin', the Mamas and the Papas song. Crank this up.
And the sky is gray.
Oh, sky is gray.
I've been for a while.
Really hear Gaga in that chorus. Can we put this up? Is there a video that goes with this that we could throw up on the ceremony and Facebook page? There was also a surprise performance by The Weeknd, so he's obviously settled his
Academy. He was basically in like hiding. He put on a hoodie, big giant jacket, sunglasses. It took me, I had to turn it on to hear his voice and go, oh, it's The Weeknd.
It's The Weeknd.
Okay. Mm.
Drake had a bad night, but don't worry, he wasn't there. Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us won multiple awards, including Song of the Year and Record of the Year. Chappell Roan picked up Best New Artist.
She was great, and her speech was interesting in that she talked about being a struggling artist with no health insurance and no money. And these labels, we do everything for them. What do they do for us?
And well, they collect your money and give you some of it.
They do promote you and all those things. Sure. But I got what she was saying, which is if you choose the artist route until you make it, you're probably someone who says, I can't go do that. If I get hurt, I don't have money for the hospital.
Right. Just a couple more winners here. Cowboy Carter, Album of the Year, that's Beyonce. Song of the Year and Record of the Year, Not Like Us, Kendrick Lamar. Chappell Roan won Best New Artist. Best Pop Vocal Album was Short and Sweet, our own Sabrina Carpenter. Best Pop Solo Performance, Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter.
She did like a long medley early on, and I'm told...
Did you like it?
I think I like her. I like her songs. Her songs get in my head for
sure.
Yes,
that's for sure.
I was told that was sort of a Marilyn Monroe thing that she was doing. Oh. So she was sort of trying to be clumsy cute, but she wasn't. She's not a great actress. She wasn't pulling it.
I don't. You know, it's funny because I do love some of her songs, but I've seen her on SNL and I've seen like here and there. She does a thing. I don't love her acting, her whatever, you know, the little thing she puts on.
She was good. She had a long medley, and then I didn't see it, but people are writing in, don't forget Benson Boone's performance, and someone else wrote in about his hot little hiney.
Oh, I don't believe that we pulled that actually. And we're completely out of time. I'm just going to run through a couple more of these things. Best pop performance by a duo or group, Die With a Smile, Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars. There's the Doechii Alligator Bites Never Heal Best Rap Album. There was a couple more. Oh yeah, the best rock performance, the new song from the Beatles. The best rock performance. So it is a new song. It was released November 2nd, 2023, and it's the last song to feature all four members of the band. It's a mix of Lennon's original demo for a song called Now and Then, and then contributions from the other members. And they say it's a little, who cares?
It's a, it's not good.
Peter Jackson, though, the director, he's the one who completed the song with the help of a software system. Uh-oh, NVIDIA. Okay. So there's that. And then the best rock album, The Rolling Stones, Hackney Diamonds. So congratulations to them. And then there's just a thousand other
Someone
awards.
Wrote in, and I didn't see this part either, about St. Vincent winning for the alternative album.
Oh, and I thought she won for like, hold on, let me find her thing. Go ahead, keep going.
They say that she came out.
Best rock song was Broken Man by St. Vincent.
Okay.
Best alternative music album, All Born Screaming, St. Vincent.
And they say in her speech she came out.
Oh,
officially.
Good for her.
Which I.
Fantastic.
Oh, all right.
I had no idea. what's coming up, Ben?
Okay, let's see here. And someone else asked if I saw Shakira, and I didn't. It's a long night.
It is a long night.
And I did have to go to bed.
Right.
Not necessarily sleep, but I
also an award show, so it's so tedious.
I like them. Mm. I like the Grammys. No buy challenge and more after these.
Oh.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
I guess so. I do like a cup of coffee. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it, the Sarah and Vinny full show podcast. Check it out on the free Odyssey app or wherever podcasts are sold.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Oh. Fremont Bank and its foundation show the positive impact of philanthropy by supporting education, arts, and culture, basic needs, and parks and recreation causes.
Wow, goodness, they've covered all.
Find out more by visiting FremontBank.com/giving. That's FremontBank.com/giving. Thank you, Fremont Bank.
Thanks, Fremont Bank.
Clouds and rain today.
Oh, yeah.
More of that. Okay.
Well, Janie, rainy and gray, just how I like it.
This is going to be an interesting day, everyone.
What's going on?
Well, a day without immigrants movement is for today, nationwide, but also here in the Bay Area specifically. So there's a chance your favorite store or the place you're going to do something might be closed today.
Okay.
So a movement aimed at demonstrating how vital immigrants are to the U.S. economy is planned for today. They're mentioning Minnesota here, but it's across the country. And it's something that I absolutely like. The restaurant business, I have a buddy who
shuts
works
down.
Are you kidding?
Right.
So it's very important. Your favorite place may be closed today, but that's why. Yeah. Just so you know.
Don't be bummed, be supportive.
A day without immigrants boycott is planned for today across the United States. There's that.
Thank you.
I also wanted to mention this one. Let me see if I can find it in a timely manner. Oh, here it is. These Americans don't. It
doesn't matter.
It does.
It's fine. We're having fun. That's what matters, Vin. Timely manner.
These Americans don't think the economy is getting any better.
Okay.
Welcome to No Buy 2025.
No Buy 2025.
Now, I will say, as someone who has at times spent money I shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And
abso-freaking-lutely.
And did right. So in that moment. I don't see it in the moment, I should say. It's afterward I go, just because I was bored or cranky or not getting my way or what I want, I went and did something to make myself feel better. Mm. But that's pathetic. You know what I mean? I didn't need that surfboard. I have a surfboard for every possible need. Right. And then there I am going, you know, I bet this one is the one.
Right. Like, this will open up all
I'm
the doors.
I'm going pro
me.
The minute I get this one home.
It's like me and this board were made for each other.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. I'm always saying, whenever I'm shopping for surfboards, I'm like, yeah, maybe that one. I'll
that's
be like,
because
suddenly I have balance. Suddenly my shoulders are strong.
After the fact, I'm like, man, you are a pathetic man. Yeah. Well, just a small individual.
You're an enthusiast.
Still. That's what up.
It makes you happy.
It makes you
I
happy.
I know, but
it doesn't. But then later, nothing makes anybody happy because we beat ourselves up
then
for
you
these
go,
things.
I got a self.
Right.
And you lose $100.
Now you're in a Safeway parking lot somewhere. You know, bargaining with a guy who only brought $200 when you wanted $300.
I only wish it was that low of a dollar value, but anyway, so.
Well, right. What I mean, I don't know what a surfboard costs, having never bought one of those.
Many Americans, especially female content creators, are pushing back against overconsumption and pledging to buy less this year. Even they're saying,
even as they're promoting,
well,
people's stuff.
I mean, that they're, I guess, now making this happen, but they're also, and I'll be interested to see if they can make this work.
Right.
One of the things in the story was about how so many women buy so much makeup. Mm. And then within a day or two,
they try it once.
I don't like it.
Yep. They're never going to wear it again, but they're not going to throw it out. They paid $19 for it.
And I remember I'd had girlfriends through the years, but the first real long-term stay in the night at her house was the one in the East Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say it that way. But anyway, this one in the East Bay, she had that thing under the sink. It was a wicker basket full of
cast-offs.
I don't know if it's hundreds or maybe into the thousands of dollars of makeup that she
throw
away.
Right.
But is not going to use.
Right.
And I just, I sort of sat there looking at that going, I wonder if all the ladies of the world.
Even I, who do, I do not wear makeup.
I know.
Like, I have the lip gloss I like, just because it's all waxy, protects it, so I can't chew my lips. And then occasionally I'll put on a little eyeliner and a little mascara, and I have so many cosmetics. I have a big makeup bag.
So the
I go in there and I pull the two things that I ever use out of that thing, and like a maybe a blush brush.
I don't know if you can donate that. Is that you can't?
That's
like
intimate wear or something. You can't, like, you wouldn't donate underpants.
That's on par with underpants.
Well, you're using it. They say never share stuff that you've used on your eyes. Never share stuff you've used on your lips. It just feels like it's like I would never donate a bottle of moisturizer. So I don't know.
You wouldn't?
No.
All right.
What if it wasn't used?
If it was not unopened?
Yeah.
Sure. I would donate that.
I'd be interested to see if the influencers of the world can actually make it fly. Go into your bathroom, pull out that makeup that you bought that you thought was going to be the one, yeah, and use it anyway.
I'm not
but
sure.
That's your face.
Right.
That's your, like, you know, you can put a shirt over that bad tattoo and no one knows, but it's your face. Speaking of.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God. I just had a flash of, is it Teddy Swims?
Yes.
He killed it last night, but that young man not only has tattoos all over his face and head, but giant gauges in his ears.
He is quite the looker. He's like, if this music thing doesn't work out, I don't know what job he's going to get.
He's making sure he's not going to get any other
luckily,
job.
Luckily, right?
He's got the pipes, though.
Oof. Oh, boy, does he.
Did you see him last night or no?
I saw a clip of it. He's amazing.
I thought you were going to say Pete Davidson was talking about all of his horrible tattoos that he's been getting removed. I saw this before and after thing of him with, he just like had black and white sleeves, just going, just one terrible tattoo right next to the next terrible tattoo. And he, most of those are gone. Like, his arms are pretty much clean, but he's like, it's, you got to stay out of the sun. It's like, it's incredibly painful. It takes 12 visits for each one. He's getting them all taken off, and it's just, he's says it hurts. Owsies.
You know, I'm someone that has tattoos, and I, as a little boy, was already looking up to the kids at the skate park that were inked up from top to bottom. Like, I thought they were the scariest,
the cat's meow,
and coolest dudes I ever saw. One day I hope to scare children too. Ah, what a joy.
Woo!
Anyway, I think people who, like, maybe a touring artist, that, like, boredom plays a role in this tattoo thing, where you will find yourself,
you got
going,
a mission now. We're going out. We're going to get
let's
tattoos.
Just get a tattoo. I mean, that's something to do.
Right.
And you get a, you know, curly hair and you think, I have access.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be part of the, like, Teddy's like all over his face and all over his head. Yikes.
You do wonder when it crosses the line from neck to face. I mean, that does, these days that line's super blur. I feel like face tattoos used to be like, oh my God.
You know, and now,
and now People are getting little sprinkles of leaves coming down the sides of their face and all kind of little, you know, location coordinates. And I think, okay, well, you know, do whatever you want.
He definitely did that. And I thought, wow, like it still stands out to me.
It is still, it is way more acceptable though now. People really can do whatever they want. I just feel like, okay, we'll see you in 50 years. Can't wait to see how all that looks. That's working out for you.
Well, they're going to be in the same old folks home as the guy with the face tattoo, next to them. So they'll all be like, wow, look at us. We're just, you know.
Boy, we really jacked our faces up early, huh?
Tattoos dripping down our faces. Mm.
And they're all horrible. Are these tattoos?
Anyway, we'll see if these influencers can use that makeup you bought that you don't never used. Go back in there and use it. Good luck, everyone.
Yeah. Good luck with all of it. Good luck, babe. Well, good luck, babe.
Good luck, babe. Mm. Size matters, Sarah.
I agree.
I knew it.
Yeah. Oh, no, it doesn't.
I freaking knew it.
Of course it matters. Come on, please.
Have you ever bought a new TV just to watch the Super Bowl? It seems like a lot of people do that, and this is the week.
I think Maddie bought his new TV for the Super Bowl.
I definitely wanted it before the Super Bowl, yeah.
Oh, you just, right, yeah. You just got, what? How big did you go?
75.
Yeah. Oh my God,
how big is
dude?
That? Like, how big is 75 inches?
Kind of almost my arm length. Oh, boy. Yeah.
It's huge TV.
It's big.
Well, it depends on the wall you put it on.
I have a big 1,600-foot square. It's a loft. So and big giant concrete walls that go up 12 or 15 feet.
You could have done a projection TV.
I could have, but I just don't trust that yet.
Well, also, I think that you need to really have that room be able to get dark.
Yeah, I have big giant windows. No, it wouldn't work for me, but.
Well, the Super Bowl is right around the corner, Super Bowl Sunday, everyone. And, of course, Taylor Swift was wearing red.
Of course.
Showing her colors.
Of course.
Her guy didn't go.
I wonder if they are just, like, on lockdown in the 2 weeks,
like,
in between.
Sorry, babe. I really got to focus on the ball gets thrown to me. Catch it.
Yeah. I got to really try to remember
Here comes
that.
The ball. Catch it.
Catch it, Kelsey.
Here
Catch
comes
it.
A, oh, no. Here comes the ball.
What do I do?
What do I do again?
Jesus, what do I do?
A, let it fall. B, catch it. C, let the other guy catch it.
Oh.
What do I do?
Which one? Like, should I give him a turn? Should I let the other guy catch it?
I don't know what he's doing. I mean, I don't know why he missed that, but he wasn't there.
He didn't get the memo. She was like, no, you really do need to learn how to do that catch the ball thing.
Yeah, catch the ball. Yeah.
Come on.
You're a Swiftie now. You need to be the best catcher in the world.
I don't date losers.
Right.
Tell you that right now. I'm Taylor Swift, everybody.
A new survey asked people, if money wasn't an issue, what is the largest TV you'd put in your house? And surprisingly, people are trying to sell the bigger isn't always better philosophy.
It is better though. If money wasn't an issue, if money was not a thing, then I would immediately sell my house and buy a gigantic house somewhere. And then I would need the hugest TV of all time. Obviously. If money's no issue. I mean, you really are limited by the space you have. What are you going to do?
TVs are very affordable now.
They really are. It's true. Right.
Yeah, under $1,000. You can get anything you want.
You remember when those plasma screens first came out? Because I don't even think they're plasma anymore, right? They're just something else.
LED, right?
Yeah, okay.
Aren't they?
Sure. Well, let's go with that.
Wrong? Yeah, mine's LED.
Yeah.
They were so expensive. You couldn't get one.
I got one. Remember, I bought my place up in the Oakland Hills and we got one and the guy worked.
Plasma.
Yeah, and he worked for a company and it came straight from China. So it was, it was just a great deal. Wow. And it was like $9,000. Like,
oh
back
my
then.
God. Jesus, yeah. Louises.
Boy, you could use that $9,000 now.
Right. Oh my God.
Just what I was saying. There you are. You bought something and then you look back and go, what was I thinking?
Right.
Why did I buy that?
Enjoy the gravy days, but don't expect them to last forever.
Right.
Right. And save. Be like, continue living at the level you're living at, even when the gravy starts rolling in. Just bank the gravy. Bank the gravy.
Don't be me. Don't just bathe in the gravy.
Do not just take baths in the gravy. The gravy is drying up. And it dries up fast. You would be surprised how quick the gravy spigot gets turned off.
Oh my God. where did all this time go? Anyway, so I'm looking at it like, wow, are we talking about gravy? And I just looked at the clock and it's, man, it's 53. Well, anyway.
Having a good time, Ben.
20% of people said they won't go bigger than 65 inches.
Oh.
That's and you the went most 75? Popular inch. Yeah. That's the second. 18% said they won't go bigger than 75 inches. Mm. 12% 85. Oof. And 6% said, I'll take the 100 inches.
Oh. It really does depend on your room, you know?
I have seen people who have a lot of wall and put a normal size, and it looks bad.
It doesn't work. Also, it depends how far away you are from where your TV. Like, some people will have, like, you know, your couch is against this wall, and 14 feet away is the other side, and that's where you're going to put your TV, and you need to have a bigger TV if you're going to do that. You're going to be squinting at the subtitles. Can't read it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Travis is in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. Lori Odyssey.
Thank you, Lori Odyssey.
510 says, hey, Vin, the rumor is that Travis will retire if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I've been hearing retirement stuff. You know, you hear, well, yes, I have. And I don't know that, you know, you hear that from a lot of people. They're at the end of the season. They're thinking, I go out on the high note. And then they always come back.
Or they
change teams and pop a squad on the team on the area that supported them for 20 plus years. You know,
Tom Brady, thanks.
Frater. Well, he did go win another Super Bowl, though. I mean, there's...
Oh, thanks for the reminder.
Well,
I didn't realize that.
Of the people who come back, most of the time they come back and they make their money, but thud. I could have gone out high, but no. I ended up on a 3-13 team and we went out losers.
Well, he did go out a loser.
Who did?
Tom.
No, he actually won another Super Bowl without Bill.
Yeah, and then he did play, and then he didn't quit while he was ahead. So he didn't technically go out a loser, in case anyone was keeping track of it.
He's a winner.
I mean, I guess, you know, technically he is a winner.
He's the most winningest of all the winnings.
He's the winnerest.
I don't know. What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, well, the plot thickens in the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni situation.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.